let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Up and Down, How to Recover from Life-Changing Adverse Events by Eric Pfeiffer, MD, is a self-help book on how to recover from major trauma and losses in life. Easy to read, easy to follow, full of advice and insights. Dr. Pfeiffer is a recognized expert on health and aging. He's written a book on successful aging, winning strategies for successful aging, and a book on caregiving that we talked about on a recent This Week in America, The Art of Caregiving and Alzheimer's Disease. Also a published poet, having written three books of poems, the latest being Poems After 80. Dr. Eric Pfeiffer, author of Up and Down, How to Recover from Life-Changing Adverse Events, our guest once again on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us once again.
I'm very glad to be here.
This is a
glad to talk about Up from Down.
Boy, yes, this is really important. Last week, very important, talking about the book on Alzheimer's. By the way, you can listen to that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You'll find it on all your podcast networks as well. Today, we're talking about Up and Down. Let's talk about how you came to write this book. How did this happen? How did you get the idea that you really needed to write a book to reflect what you were seeing in everyday life and in the examining room?
Well, I was seeing many patients who had experienced losses and traumas. And I saw a clear division between those people who did nothing to recover from it and stayed down, and versus over against those people who learned from the experience and made a decision, a commitment, in fact, to recover from the experience. And the huge difference that it made. And so I thought I would write a book to give people the idea of how exactly to do that, to make a commitment to recover from a life-changing event, and to do it, to return to normal and to re-enter life and re-function again, and sometimes to even get better than before.
The book is very helpful. It's easy to read, as I mentioned, easy to follow, full of what the doctor's known for is relatable advice and insights. The book is Up from Down. You'll find it wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to stratton-press.com in the bookstore. You can like on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You've seen this firsthand. What is the most important thing that someone can do after suffering from trauma or from a loss?
Well, I would say it is to make a decision to recover, to make a commitment, in fact, to recover. Otherwise, life will just keep you down. And then I have, of course, written about how to do that and how to the details of how to recover from whatever the loss is.
How difficult is it to get started on that path of trying to recover and get your life back together? You're dealing with that initial issue of trauma or loss. How difficult is it to just even get started on the right path?
Well, it is difficult, and sometimes counseling helps in that regard. But oftentimes counselors don't even expect the person to recover, but the expectation that they will recover and they will get to even a better point than they were before is very important in getting started in this regard.
The book is Up from
Down. And have the expectation to recover.
Okay, and I guess that's sort of the mindset, that you can get through this, and this book will be a help in doing that, Up from Down, by Eric Pfeiffer.
You can do it. You can do it.
That's important, and I'm sure you've had to say that to people as you're staring them in the face and looking and seeing their initial reaction as you're trying to guide people through health issues. What are some of the general things that we can do to get over major trauma or loss? And I assume it probably differs depending on the severity of the situation, but some general things that we all can do to deal with loss.
Well, I think, first of all, to make a decision to deal with the loss and to overcome it. And second is to remain physically and mentally healthy. And the third is to resume social activity and interaction so that you're not alone in this. And the fourth is to just work on recovering from this and to substitute for the loss, whatever the loss may have been. There may have been some way that you can do that. But the other thing is to assess the magnitude of the loss. Oftentimes, people tend to catastrophize and say, now everything is lost. And that's generally not true. It's one specific thing that's been lost and everything else has remained the same. And the importance here is to show gratitude for what has been retained and what remains intact and what remains well and what remains functioning. And to experience gratitude for what has been experienced with the person that you have lost. Gratitude for the years that you had together. And gratitude is very important, and decision to see what has been lost and what hasn't been lost is very important.
It's interesting. So many people deal with the loss of a loved one, and some people never bounce back from that. How do you cope with the loss of a loved one?
Well, I think one of the ways of doing it is to acknowledge with gratitude, what you had with that loved one, what the experiences were that you had, what were the good times, what were the things that you did together, and to be grateful for that. And then to look beyond that and say, well, how can I do this kind of thing with somebody else? It might be just becoming closer to your family and your friends, or it might be to even start a new relationship. Somebody said that, you know, you can always remarry if you lose somebody. And there are people who have lost somebody that would be the right partner for you. And sometimes a second marriage is a possibility. Or a second relationship, even without marriage, but with a commitment to each other. So sometimes people don't feel like remarrying, but can establish a new relationship.
What's the role of memories in all of this? We all have memories, and I hear so many people talk about, that's what keeps me going, is I think about the good times, all of the pleasant memories we had together. Is that a key to getting through this period?
It absolutely is. This gratitude for the memories that we have together is very, very important. And say, okay, I don't have it anymore, but we had a wonderful life together forever, however many years that we're together. And I think acknowledging this to friends and to acquaintances, and to maybe write it down in a book. Sometimes writing about your experience of the loss is very, very helpful. Or kind of a diary,
Yes.
Or more than a diary. An actual account of the experience of the loss and the wonderful things that you had with the person that you've lost.
That's an excellent idea. Once you write it down, suddenly they're not just words in your mind. They're actually something that you can see, and you tend, I'm sure, to relive those memories as you're going through the process of recollection and writing them down. The book we're talking about on the program today is Up From Down, How to Recover from Life-Changing Adverse Events. Dr. Eric Pfeiffer, our guest on the program. If you're Googling, that's Pfeiffer. Book available at strattonpress.com in the bookstore. Of course, the usual places. Link onto our website. You can get all of that information. Doctor, so many people are dealing with this, in particular now, the loss of a job. And that, in some cases, seems like it's almost a life-ending experience. How do you bounce back from a job loss? What should you do?
Well, I think you have to look at it as both a blow to what's happened in your life, but also an opportunity to rethink what you want to do with the rest of your life in terms of a job. You might be just thinking about getting a job back, the same that you had before, but you could also think about doing it differently, of taking the knowledge that you have and making yourself an expert consultant and running a business of your own rather than being an employee. You never have this opportunity come up with you again, but you can take your time. If you possibly can, do not hurry into this, but make a decision what you might want to do differently in the way of a job than the one that you've had before, of working for yourself or working as a consultant or working running your own business or switching to a different area altogether if you weren't entirely satisfied with the kind of job that you had. Sometimes we have jobs that are okay but not great. And we can look for a great job later on.
So this could be an opportunity if we looked at it that way, especially if we're not real satisfied where we are. Here's a chance, forced though it may be, to basically start all over again. Give us another opportunity.
Yes, that's right. You can start from scratch and have a new life and a new type of employment and a new source of income that may even be better than what you had before.
How do you deal with the loss of a home? And I ask that people going through that as they get behind because of the employment situation here. You see it so often on the news, whether it be the wildfires that we see out west, hurricanes, tornadoes, something that the many people are facing. How do we deal with the loss of a home? Because you've got so many memories, and that's obviously where the family lives.
Okay, well, of course, that's very important and it's very painful. But the thing is to do it again, to make a decision to overcome the loss and to start from scratch and to build a new home and to find a new location to make your home and to recall with gratitude what you had in the previous home. This business of gratitude is very important.
That's sort of a recurring theme in Dr. Pfeiffer's book, Up From Down, going back and being appreciative, showing gratitude for what you have had and hopefully will have for
you. And what you still have.
Yes, what you still have and what you're building for the future. Again, it could be an opportunity. How about physical illness? And this is something I'm sure that you've dealt with so many occasions over your career. Having somebody get through major physical illness, how do we cope with that?
Well, I think the important thing, again, is to make a decision to overcome the illness as much as possible by going through, first of all the diagnostic procedures that you need to do in order to find out what is wrong. And then there are treatments available. Some of them are treatments and medications. Some of them are rehabilitation. Rehabilitation is probably one of the most important things that one can learn about in dealing with the results of physical illnesses such as a stroke. Most of the time, a stroke can be overcome through physical rehabilitation or through speech therapy or through occupational therapy or physical therapy. Rehabilitation is the key word in overcoming an illness and not accepting the fact that you have diabetes or that you have had a stroke as simply a result, but something that you can do about to return to normal functioning. Normal functioning is the goal of recovering from any physical illness.
We're talking about
not stop until you've found the right answer for that.
Well, now that's important because so often we have a tendency to think, okay, I've done all that I can do, but you're saying go all the way through, get all of the answers laid out in front of you so you can fairly and honestly assess your situation. We talked about physical illness there. How about mental illness? How do we cope with that? How do we deal with mental illness?
Well, mental illness, again, is a treatable disorder. And that's the first thing to understand. And then to seek treatment and to follow through with it. Treatment may consist of medication or it may consist of psychotherapy, but treatment is very effective in overcoming mental illness. That might be for depression, it might be for anxiety reactions, it might be for stress reactions. All of these are treatable illnesses, and the treatments are available as long as you make yourself available for all these treatments.
The book is Up From Down, How to Recover from Life-Changing Adverse Events. Our guest on the program, the author, Dr. Eric Pfeiffer. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. For the book, I'll send you to stratton-press.com. Book available wherever books are sold. How do you deal with a diagnosis of cancer? That's something nobody wants to hear, and there has to be that initial shock where you sort of block maybe all rational thoughts out of your mind when you hear that. How do you recover from that? How do you recover from that?
Well, again, the earliest thing to do is to get fully diagnosed and evaluated and to have whatever treatment is available initiated. The treatments for cancer are available. They're not a death sentence. the diagnosis of cancer is not a death sentence. It is an indication for treatment, usually either surgery or chemotherapy or radiation treatment, all of which can reduce the mass size of the cancer or completely eradicate the cancer. I personally have had experience with cancer of the tongue, and I was diagnosed very quickly and very quickly put into radiation therapy and chemotherapy, and have completely lost the cancer. I'm completely cancer-free now. And there's always a low possibility that the cancer will return. And so I'm being monitored very carefully every 3 months, and personally monitoring any recurrence. But I'm completely cancer-free after treatment. So cancer, though it is a life-threatening potential, can be treated as well, and just following all the treatment indications that are available to you.
So glad to hear that things are working out for you. And again, it's so relatable, the information you're giving. You not only witness what you're talking about, you've experienced this in many cases. A few minutes left in the program. I want to go back to something we talked about on a previous program, and that's Alzheimer's disease. How do you deal with someone who's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease? How do we handle that?
Well, first of all, you want to make sure that that's the right diagnosis and not some treatable disorder. Sometimes another physical illness or medication can cause memory loss that mimics Alzheimer's disease. And once the physical illness is treated or the medication is removed, the patient can recover fully without having Alzheimer's disease. So it's very important to make the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease to make sure that you have that, in fact, and that you have both a history, that is, a progressive memory loss without any physical reason for it, and an imaging study of the brain that shows that there is a loss of tissue in the areas of the brain that underlie the memory, namely specifically the temporal lobes and the frontal lobes. One imaging study of the brain is necessary for the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease, in addition to a very careful history of how the memory problems arose. And again, it used to be that Alzheimer's disease was a death sentence, but it isn't anymore because we now have medications that at least slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease, even though we don't have a cure for it. And slowing the progression of the loss of memory is very, very important to the individual and to the family members of the individual.
Yeah, if this is something you're dealing with, look up the doctor's book on caregiving, The Art of Caregiving in Alzheimer's Disease, also available at stratton-press.com. We've talked about it on the program before. You'll find it at Amazon and all the usual places as well. One final question. How do you get to better than before? Is it possible, and how do we get there?
Okay. Sometimes it has been very exciting for me to see that people have gained from a stressful, traumatic experience or from a loss so much in the way of self-esteem, so much in the way of strength that they didn't know they had, that they can rise to totally new levels of functioning. They can write a book about it. They can lecture about it. They can open whole new avenues of life for themselves. And it's possible to get not only back to normal, up from down, but beyond where you were before. And that's a very exciting thing to see.
With us on the program, boy, time goes so quickly when Dr. Pfeiffer is with us. It's Dr. Eric Pfeiffer, Pfeiffer. The book is Up From Down, How to Recover from Life-Changing Adverse Events. The book's available at stratton-press.com in their bookstore. Usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you will have a direct link there to get information on this book. And the other book that we talked about, very important, The Art of Caregiving in Alzheimer's Disease. Dr. Pfeiffer, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for sharing all of your insight with us. Thank you for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome, Dr. Eric Pfeiffer. Up and up from down, up from down. How to recover from life-changing adverse events. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.